When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. So thank you for messaging us. And then also thanks for allowing us to like give you a call and chat about what's going on here. And I feel like this is an odd request that we don't get a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but I can't thank you enough. Like, this is huge for me because I really want my ex-boyfriend back, and your help is amazing. So let me explain, like, everything that happened. So
okay.
He busted me stepping out on him and dumped me. But like, let me explain because it's not quite what it seems like. Like, we were all out getting drinks and dancing, and this guy who was friends with one of my other friends, I was like dancing with him, but just dancing. Like it wasn't like, you know, I mean,
right.
It wasn't anything, but, so we're on the dance floor and like a few songs go by. And then he just like came in for a kiss and like suddenly we're making out on the dance floor and like,
oh.
Had a couple of drinks. And it just was like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I know that I should never have done that. And I mean, I might have kissed him back, but it was just like, it was something that just kind of happened and I regretted it.
It was in the moment, all that stuff. Right. I understand.
Yeah. And it was stupid of me, but anyways, so my boyfriend arrived late to meet up with the group and it just happened to be while kissing was going on.
So he saw it?
Yeah. So
okay.
Like busted.
Yeah.
And this whole moment, it like ended just in time for me to see him leaving.
Oh gosh, that's awkward.
And is that like how it ended?
Yeah. And now it's been a year, and I knew how much I messed up, but like I didn't really understand how badly I messed up. You know, I still love him,
right?
And I've been trying to like get him on the phone, and he won't take my calls, and he won't like return my texts. And
okay, so how can we help?
Just like you're already helping because I know he listens to your show. So can you just like, can you broadcast this message to him over the radio? Because I just want to tell him, since I know he's listening, like I've never stopped thinking about you, and I know I should never have kissed him, and I desperately want to have another chance to get your trust back. And
wow.
I don't know if this is going to win you back, but it's all I have. So I can't thank you guys enough because I know he listens and this would just be so huge.
I don't know what to say.
Well, she said it all. So hopefully he hears it.
Kelly,
is this like kind of like your Hail Mary? If there's no answer, then we need to close the door.
I mean, I've tried everything else I can try.
Right.
Yeah.
I think after a year and he's kind of not picking up your call, I understand you almost feel like you need to have a little bit of that closure. But Kelly, you're a woman. What do you think is making out on the dance floor grounds for ending a relationship like that?
Sorry, but yeah. I mean, he saw what he saw. I understand why he turned around and walked out and hasn't really been willing to hear an explanation.
Mm.
I mean, because think about if you were in his shoes and you saw him doing that on the dance floor with somebody else.
Right.
I mean, it's a tough thing. It's one thing to like hear that it happened, but it's another thing to see it.
But
I know that's not what you want to hear, Kyle, but hopefully, you know, if there is something deep down and you're a year past it, maybe he will have a change of heart hearing how you feel.
Time heals wounds. So maybe enough time has passed and he can go, all right, well, you know, I understand she made a mistake. And yeah,
maybe
let's
can hear her out at the very least.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kyle, yeah. I mean, we have your information. So if he reaches out to us, I guess he doesn't have to necessarily reach out to us. Maybe he can just reach out to you directly. But you know, hopefully.
Yeah, you haven't changed your number, right?
No, I'm never going to change it.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that he does at least hear you out. And so you can either, you know, get another chance or get the closure you need to try to move on.
Yeah.
But bless your heart.
All right. Well, Kyle, thank you. And I hope for your sake this works too.
I can't thank you enough just for taking a moment and like letting me get this message out. And you truly are the best. Thank you.
Well, sometimes we program the show for one person. So
that's right.
And today it's you.
That's right, Kyle. Congrats. All right. Hey, thank you so much, Kyle. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
I mean, it's already gotten better.
And please keep us posted on what happens.
Yeah, if he does reach out to you, we got to know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I will definitely let you know.
All right, cool. I got a Michael Graves toaster in the trunk of my car.
Stop
that
it
I'd love
with
to
the
unload.
Michael Graves toaster. We're not there. We're not there yet.
All right. She doesn't know what I'm talking about. It's fine. All right, Kyle, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
Okay, Brandon says, no, she's playing the victim when she was the one that cheated. Explain the math.
Is it going to work?
Listen, I appreciate that she feels like she needs to try to take one more shot because she was never able to explain herself and the situation. However, I understand how that probably looked and why he left and decided to be like, I'm out. Deuces.
I mean, you know, I understand, sure, maybe in the moment, but it's like a dance floor moment. And it's
but
been
she
a
knew
year
he was coming.
And it's not like, you know, she slipped and the guy, you know,
fell into her under her mouth. I don't
or more.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. What's your
I feel bad for her because, yeah, everybody makes mistakes. But that was a mistake, unfortunately, that her boyfriend saw.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's bad.
All right, so I don't know. What do you think? 502-795-1997. Are you Kyle's ex-boyfriend? Would you like to chat? Our number is 502-795-1997, or if you just want to comment about it, that's cool too. We can take some of your calls and stories on the way. As the poet said, if you creepin', don't bring them to the house, get a hotel room, or don't do it on the dance floor, maybe. We just spoke to Kyle, and poor Kyle did that, made a mistake a year ago, made out with some dude on the dance floor. Her boyfriend saw it.
Walked in, saw it right at that moment.
Turned around, walked out. That was it.
That was a year ago.
That was it. So, yep. I mean, part of me thinks maybe there had to be more than just that, because man, I like part of me is like, all right, a kiss is just a kiss, but
Ben,
if your wife is doing that on the dance floor,
now it's different because it's your lady.
Yeah, it's different because it's my lady.
Okay,
and she would never.
Right.
Anyways, Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time with some relationship advice. What's your take on this?
Kyle's done. The answer's no. She cheated. I don't care. Nobody poured alcohol down her throat. Nobody told her to drink like she drank and get a little tipsy. No, I'm sorry. You're an adult. Take responsibility and accountability for your actions. He's done. She's done. If I'm him, absolutely not. Absolutely not. 100% no.
Period. I know. It's hard. I didn't want to be that harsh with her, but I understand exactly why he left and why he doesn't want to give her another chance. And that's unfortunate, this is one of those hard lessons maybe she'll take into the next relationship to not do something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the love doctor. I don't care to be hard on anybody. No, the answer is no.
Oh, it's tough. I mean, maybe this is what Kyle needs to hear to finally just close that door for herself and just move on and realize it is what it is. I made my bed. I have to lay in it and just try to move on and find someone new and conduct yourself differently.
Yeah, life's about choices. You make it, but you have to accept the responsibility and be accountable for them.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, yep. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
Yeah, Mickey says we all deserve grace to be forgiven for mistakes. But that doesn't absolve us from the consequences of those choices. He says, I hope she gets some closure, but under no circumstances should he go back to her.
Mm. Yeah, and Brandon said the real question is, would she have told him it happened, or would she lie the entire relationship had he not seen it?
Ooh.
I guess we're not going to know that.
We're not going to know that. All right,
we just know that she regrets it happened.
Kyle, I guess let's just prepare, because I know she's probably still listening, and maybe even Kyle's ex-boyfriend is listening, but hey, if you do want to give her another chance, that's great, you know, but Kyle, I wouldn't hold your breath and expect a miracle, especially if it's been a year and he hasn't reached back out or anything.
Yeah, it's, he may have moved on, yep. And maybe that's what you need to do, too.
All right. Well, hey, nonetheless, keep us posted. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for allowing us to chat with you. That is group therapy.